Like many of us, Padre Pio had a pivotal experience that led him to wholeheartedly embrace his spiritual journey. In today's video, we delve into that crucial moment in Padre Pio's life. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio, and a heartfelt thank you to our Protected Children of Padre Pio members. Your generosity allows these videos to reach thousands of souls, bringing hope, faith, and devotion to those in need. Not yet a member? Join today and become part of a powerful prayer community under the protection of Padre Pio. Receive spiritual graces, grow closer to God, and let this be your refuge in daily trials. Click the link in the description below to begin your journey. Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you. Now let's move on to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Saint Pio of Pietrelcina and His Guardian Angel by Father Angel Pena Benito. Within these pages unfolds a remarkable story, a vision experienced by Padre Pio on January 1st, 1903, just 5 days before he departed from his hometown to begin his novitiate. This vision, this divine message that Padre Pio received, is remarkable not only for the vivid scenery and events described, but also because it unveils the profound mission that God had in store for Padre Pio. But I also like to think of this final vision, just before leaving his family home to join the convent, as the last nudge young Francesco needed to wholeheartedly accept his religious calling. You see, Padre Pio, known then as Francesco, grappled with periods of doubt regarding his religious vocation. At times, his enthusiasm waned, leaving him feeling indecisive. Also, he was sometimes under the impression that he was being forced into the priesthood, and that, if it were up to him, he would stay home with great pleasure. Without further ado, let's dive into the story as recounted by Father Angel. One day, as Francesco meditated on the challenge of embracing his vocation and pondered how could he bid a final farewell to the world and dedicate himself entirely to God, his soul was enraptured. In this state, he saw with the eyes of intelligence objects different from those seen with the eyes of the body. He saw beside him a man of majestic presence, extraordinarily beautiful, radiant as the sun. He took Francesco by the hand and said to him, "Come with me, because you have to fight like a valiant warrior." The beautiful man then led him to an extensive field where there was a large crowd of men. Two armies were facing each other. On one side, there were men with beautiful faces dressed in white garments. On the other, men with horrible appearances, dressed entirely in black and appearing as dark shadows. Between them, there was a vast space. This is where the guide placed Francesco between them. Then, Francesco sees a man of extraordinary stature approaching, so tall that he seemed to touch the clouds with his forehead, whose face was hideous. The luminous man warns Francesco that he must fight with this terrible monster, but Francesco felt an indescribable fear. "All resistance is useless," said the beautiful man. "You have to fight with him. Advance bravely. I will be with you. I will help you. I will not allow you to be defeated. As a reward for your victory, I will give you a splendid crown." Francesco accepted the battle. The clash was astonishing, terrible. But finally, with the help of the luminous guide, Francesco defeated the monster and put him in a shameful flight. The enraged monster took refuge behind a crowd of men with horrible appearances. The other crowd of men, with a beautiful appearance, erupted in applause and shouts of joy, and they placed a splendid crown on his head. But it was ordered to be removed by the luminous man. "I have reserved for you another much more beautiful crown if you manage to always fight well against this wicked character you fought today," explained the luminous man, and then added, "Bear in mind that he will come back to assault you once or twice. Fight bravely and never doubt my help." Father Angel concludes, "His soul was enveloped in a very intense inner light. Penetrated by this purest light, he understood very clearly that entering the convent to dedicate himself to the service of the celestial king implied exposing himself to the struggle against that man, the infernal monster, with whom he had fought a hard battle in the previous vision." On January 6, 1903, Francesco left for the convent of Morcone in central Italy to begin his novitiate, unaware of the extraordinary experiences that awaited him on his lifelong spiritual journey. End of story. Now, it's needless to say that the experience I just described was momentous in shaping Padre Pio's spirituality. While his vision was extraordinarily powerful and vivid, I'm under the impression that many people have had some kind of unusual experience that gave them that final nudge to start their spiritual journey. So, I would like to ask you, our dear viewers, what was that crucial thing that led you to embark on your spiritual journey? Please let me know in the comments section below. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.